From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Officials arrive for G7 meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Japan to take part in a Group of Seven meeting. Global security threats are among the focal points for the officials, who began 2 days of meetings in Hiroshima. Kerry and foreign ministers from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan also are expected to discuss maritime security in the South China Sea and the refugee crisis affecting Europe and the Middle East. Kerry arrived in Hiroshima today following a visit to Afghanistan. Saturday in Kabul, he spoke about the U.S. troop commitment to the peace force in Afghanistan.
President Obama has made his policy very clear. His policy is to extend the period of time for the 9800, and he has stated his intention to move thereafter to the 5500, but he also has always said he will listen to his commanders on the ground, and he will evaluate the situation.
Observers say true national unity has been an elusive goal, and Afghanistan's people appear dissatisfied with their government. At least 100 people died, and hundreds of others were injured in a massive fire that broke out at a temple in southern Indian state of Kerala early today, where thousands had gathered to witness a fireworks display being held as a part of an annual religious festival. Officials said a shed where a huge quantity of fireworks was stored went up in flames after a spark fell on it, setting off a series of massive explosions and a blaze that spread quickly. The office of the temple authorities was reduced to rubble, and part of the temple roof caved in. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has arrived in India during a wave of increased cooperation with India's military. A senior defense official said, "We are doing things now with the Indians that could not have been imagined 10 or so years ago." Carter will look to improve defense technology and trade cooperation while increasing military-to-military cooperation through additional bilateral and trilateral coordinated operations. Technology coordination between the two countries is focused on aircraft carrier design and the co-production of jet fighter aircraft, according to a senior defense official. Belgian prosecutors said today the terror cell linked to the November attacks in Paris was planning a second attack in France, but last month decided to hit Brussels instead. The prosecutors have charged four more suspects linked to the Brussels bombings that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, speaking through an interpreter, said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant in pursuing suspects, even with the new arrests.
We are, of course, positive about the latest developments of searches. That is positive, and we have expressed our appreciation for our security forces, who have reached very good additional results.
Belgium's federal prosecutor says that Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted he was the so-called man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport on March 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, is one of five people arrested in a series of raids Friday in Belgium. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders won Saturday's Democratic caucus in the state of Wyoming, but even in victory, he failed to gain ground on his rival former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the race to become the next U.S. president. Sanders spoke to supporters late Saturday.
No question in my mind that we have the momentum. Some of the polls out there are reflecting that momentum. A few weeks ago, we were 20, 30 points behind. Last significant poll that I saw had us 10 points behind.
Campaigning in Brooklyn, New York, Saturday, ahead of the April 19th primary there, Clinton referred to New York values, which have been a contentious issue between the top two Republican Party candidates.
I not only love New York and am incredibly grateful every day that I had the honor of being your senator, but I actually think New York values are really good for America.
A strong earthquake centered in northeast Afghanistan rattled parts of Central and South Asia today. There are no immediate reports of fatalities. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake's magnitude at 6.6. Its epicenter was in the Hindu Kush region at a depth of 210 kilometers. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.